I share with you this poem by Mary Oliver called Mysteries, Yes. Truly, we live with mysteries too marvelous to be understood. How grass can be nourishing in the mouths of lambs. How rivers and stones are forever in allegiance with gravity, while we ourselves dream of rising. How two hands touch and the bonds will never be broken. How people come from delight or the scars of damage to the comfort of a poem. Let me keep my distance always from those who think they have the answers. Let me keep company always with those who say, look and laugh in astonishment and bow their heads. Today's gospel account is about people who look and laugh in astonishment and bow their heads. People like Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the mother of James, and the other women who go to the tomb in search of Jesus. The women are perplexed because they do not find the body. They are then astonished as two men in dazzling clothes. Are they angels? Tell them that Jesus is not here but risen. The women tell the disciples. Peter runs to the tomb, sees that the tomb is empty, and he too is amazed and astonished. Are you astonished this morning? Are you amazed? Easter is all about astonishment, amazement, and joy. Easter celebrates the great victory of life over death. Ours is an Easter religion. We do not deny the evils that surround us, the wars that killed some 100 million people in our last century, the poverty that grips more than half of the human race, the hunger that kills millions every year and ruins the lives of millions more, the discrimination that divides the human family into contending parties. We do not deny these miseries, but we refuse to surrender to their power because of our faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Suffering will be vindicated. Death will be overcome. New life will arise. That is the Easter message. Instead of being the end of the story, Easter is the beginning of a new age, an age that has begun but has not come in its fullness. In our story, in the story of faith, there is always that but, and it carries us through every suffering, every loss, every Friday experience, knowing that the God of life will have the last word. Easter isn't just a defiant conjunction like but. Easter is an adverb too, specifically the adverb anyway. Mother Teresa had a little poem by Kent Keith titled Anyway, framed on her wall. She certainly was someone who knew something about suffering and faithfulness and doubt, as we have later come to understand, and resurrection and new life. This poem reminds us of all the things we know about people, how unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered they are, and tells us to love them anyway. It tells us to do good anyway, no matter what. If you look up this little adverb, anyway, in the dictionary, you will find that it means Nevertheless, regardless, the powers that be killed Jesus. The sin of the world cut him down. Nevertheless, God raised Jesus up. God raised Jesus up anyway. Hatred and fear thundered on Friday, but God had the last word anyway on Sunday, because God loved the world too much to bring to an end the beautiful new creation that God had promised through the prophet Isaiah long ago. This anyway happens all the time in our lives too. We sin, we fall short of the glory of God, we fail a lot, and God loves us anyway. We face loss and death and failure, and God promises us new life, healing, and wholeness anyway. Our relationships crash and burn. Our kids worry us. There's never enough money, and God reassures us anyway. We turn away from God, and God offers us peace and wholeness and reconciliation anyway. This is why we come to church on Sunday morning. We come from our problems and struggles in the hope of hearing a word of God that will sustain us in hospital beds and waiting rooms alike, at grave sites, and in the longest night of deep agony. This word comforts us and challenges, guides, surprises, and delights us. Easter reminds us that we are not lost and that we are part of the new story that has begun. Being part of that story means not returning to our homes and lives unchanged. The women at the tomb and Peter and the disciples coming out of their hiding place could have just gone back home to their work and their lives, disappointed but resigned. The resurrection calls us to pick up our cross and carry it on the path of faithful discipleship, to oppose injustice, oppression, and all forms of evil. The message of Easter is both a joy and a challenge. We experience the new life of the resurrection begun on the first Easter Sunday morning every time we come to the table, the Eucharistic table of the body and blood of Christ, where all are welcome. We break bread together as a sign of our hope for a new creation in all its fullness. Easter is God's yes to Jesus and to new life and to new creation and to us. When the world says no to Jesus and to new life and new creation, to reconciliation and peace, justice, healing, and mercy, God says yes anyway and raises us up in hope. And so we sing, "Hail thee, festival day," and say, "Alleluia, Christ is risen, the Lord is risen indeed, alleluia." Amen.